Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, dudes? Back with another DL Gaming Podcast. I'm here with Bobby and Chad.
And Dudettes,
by the way.
Dudette, Dudette, maybe.
That's what he said.
Maybe
more.
Yeah, he just gave me the most hopeful puppy eyes ever. He's like, maybe more.
All right, let's get into this game.
What game? This podcast? Maybe. We got some stuff to talk about first.
We're doing the game first?
We're going to talk about the review.
Review giveaway. See, right. Now there's a list.
Oh, yeah. There is a list.
So we're going to give away some money, like we always do. Not only are we free, but we pay you to listen. What the fuck? I've never heard of a better deal than ever. That's like going to the movies and they give you $2. Hey, come watch our movie. That's basically what we're doing.
Yep.
So all you have to do is go to the iTunes. I know iTunes sucks. Make an account just for us. Pretty please. Find our page. The easiest thing to find, way to find us is hit DL, or
PC Gaming.
Type in PC Gaming. We're in the top-ish. We're like top 10, but we want to be in the top
one.
The reason we're pushing for this is every time like three people do a review, we shoot up like three spaces because nobody's doing reviews. And so we just want to be in the top five. So we're in the front. We were there slightly for like half a week and then we've slid back. So we need more reviews and we need constant reviews. So anyway, we're giving away $20 a week Steam, credit for the next 3 weeks, minimum. It might go into a fourth week. We'll see you later. So just go there, write a review, and put your Steam ID so we can give you your $20 as well. For our like foreign listeners that aren't part of the marketplace, $20 will get you in the marketplace, the Steam marketplace. So, you know, it's pretty important.
And if you've already done it, thank you.
And you're always entered. Once you've entered, we've already had a double winner. So, like, you're entered forever. All right. So, we're going to stop. I was going to say we're going to stop begging for stuff, but we're giving shit away. So, all right. Next thing. We're going into, we'll call it the Metascore giveaway. I got to bring it up on my email real quick. Chad, talk about stuff.
What are we talking about? We're not going straight into the game?
No, we are, but I got to
bring it up. Why don't you explain the game
about it?
Well, Amelia,
Okay. The game we're going to play is Metascore. And he's going to tell us a game. We're going to guess what the Metascore is. Then we're going to go find out what it is. The winner is the person that has the lowest difference between the two scores.
Yeah. So the closer you are to guessing the correct Metascore, the more points you earn.
A zero would be the best.
Yeah,
possible.
Correct. This is like golf.
Maybe instant win.
All right.
We're going to lose to Bobby. Bobby has a
guaranteed.
Encyclopedic.
Yeah. I've been trying to ignore reviews and Metacritic. I'm boycotting.
He's going to know this one. All right. Okay. Ready? Evolve is the first one, which is smart. It's a smart choice.
Okay.
Because it's
Are we guessing in order or should we?
I'm going to just throw mine out.
Let's go this way and then back this way and then Chad will always be in the middle.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evolve? I'm going to guess 78.
I'm going to go 83.
Whoa. I'm going to go 70.
Okay.
70, that low?
What do we got? All right. Type it up.
E-V-O-L. I'm fucking with you.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Are we talking about the PC game? I don't know if the reviews are going
to
be PC.
Yeah, we're going to have to go PC.
All right, so Evolve PC.
Not the movie Evolve Hunter's Quest.
Which was a quality one.
All right, fuck this. I'm just going to Google it. Evolve PC Game Metacritic. Jeez. Got to do this the hard way.
Okay.
All right, so the Metacritic, I said 78. Oh, it's 77.
Yep, damn. Bobby got one. I said 83, so that's a 6 for me. And what did you say? You said 70?
Yeah.
So that's a 7. All right, next one.
All right, Payday 2.
Payday 2. I'm going to go first as well.
Okay.
And we'll just keep going. I'm going to say 80. I'm just going to give it a straight 80.
That's a good game. I'm going to go 82.
82. I'm going to go 75.
All right.
Payday 2. All right. Let's see what we got here. Why is this not work? Oh, wait.
I don't know. Maybe do it in Steam? Steam shows the
no, it's got it right
game,
there.
Oh, 79 for Payday 2.
So I got a 3. You said...
I said 75, so I got 4, which makes it a total of 5 points for
and
me.
And then, Milo, what'd you say? You said 82.
Yeah.
Oh, I said an 80, didn't I? Ooh, I got a 1.
Here. I'm
not and
doing too well.
You got a 3. Okay, what's the last
Tomb Raider. No, we got 6 of these.
No, we don't have 6. This is way too much time. We got one more.
Well, if Bobby can look up Metascore.
Seriously.
Tomb Raider 2003 release. Or 13 release. Sorry.
That's your
so it's my turn. So that was a
exceptional.
Such a good game.
Yeah, exceptional.
Such a good game. I'm going to go with an 86.
86? You're up, Bobby. Okay. Tomb Raider. So the score it got, not the one it deserved, right? There's a lot of pandering in that game, so I think it scored a little higher than I would have given it, but I think Amelia is about right. I'm going to go 85.
Okay. I will go 89. I'm going to go 89.
89? All right.
It's probably what it deserved.
Yeah, at least. It probably should have been in the 90s.
86. There it is.
Is that Bobby, you got a 0?
No, I got a 1. Emilio got a 0.
That should be worth... Oh, you count negative points. That should be worth...
Are you adding
right on the nose? Come
what
on.
Did I say?
You said 89.
I said 89, so I got a 3.
I should get some sort of bonus
so
being right on the nose.
Bobby got 6, I got 10, and Emilio
can I get
10.
1 point off my score? Is that fair?
Fine, I will give you second place, and I'll take third.
What?
Are we done?
No, we're going to keep going.
Oh, God.
Last one. This is our last one.
Yeah.
Pick the one you want. This is a good game, but it's a lot of dead time.
This is pretty good. This is pretty good from David is winning. Star Wars Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2. And then, wait, then in parentheses he goes, lol, what the fuck is this name? It's so long.
Do you want, I know I've explained the title. It's like a Call of Duty thing. Like, originally it was Dark Forces, then they came out with Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight, and then they expounded from there. There's like,
well, no game should have 2 colons.
It's got like 3 subtitles by the time you get to the last.
So,
game.
Which one is this? Just so I know, because
Star Wars Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2.
But see, we never played this, so I just wanted to put that in because he said that. Lol, what the fuck is this name?
All right, so
let's go with the Secret World.
Secret World.
Do you
right.
know
you,
that?
Do you want to
play this most recently?
Well, I mean, can I guess though, just for the Dark Forces 2?
Yeah. Oh, now we want to play, yeah. right?
No, well, I just want to see how accurate it scored. Really,
well, let's
high.
Play them both. Let's play both then.
All right, what do you guys say? Dark Forces 2?
You're first.
You're first.
Oh, I'm for... No, yeah. You guys go first, because you're just going to do what I do. I know.
No, all right, but it's fine. Your turn. Fair it's enough. Your turn to fair go. Enough.
I'm going
to
go 74. 74.
81.
Yeah?
No.
What are you going, Bobby?
This isn't my favorite game for no reason.
Okay.
This game got at least a 92, possibly...
Yeah,
reverence.
I'm gonna say
what
92.
What you guys aren't seeing is...
It's either 92
he's
or 95.
He's taking his pants off right now.
Right.
And he's fully
Metacritic.
Hard. Bobby just started stroking and talking about Dark Forces right now.
91. Okay.
Damn, what did I say? 70. What
74.
Yeah, I said, see, we had no.
Add them up.
15. So, wait, no. Yeah, 15. Yeah.
And I said 84, you think? Something like that.
Right. If you said okay. 74, then that's 25 last minus. One. Or 26 minus 9. Okay.
Yeah.
Secret World. Now. I think this game is a lot better than it was in initial release, but these metascores.
What did you say? 92?
Yeah.
So you got a 1. Okay.
Damn.
Oh, well, I lost with my 15.
But my, so who's going first? I'm going first, I guess. So I'm going to go with 70.
Ooh.
Might be high.
I'm going to go with an 82.
82. No, I think it's right in between there. I'm going to say high 70s. I'm going to go 78.
Okay, let's see.
The Secret World. Secret World.
Secret World.
We put you in there, dude.
The 74.
74.
What did I say? I said 70.
So that's 4 for me.
All right. Who's the winner?
4.
Chatty.
4. And what did I say? I said 82, so that's an 8.
So we can get into the next stuff.
Bobby got an 11 overall. He by far beat us.
Damn.
You got a 21. And me, I got down in around the range of 33.
See, coming in around, I think I'm under par, 11.
Yeah, 11 is under par.
That's pretty nice.
You got a couple eagles in there. It was looking good.
So for our big story this week, the International has started. That's, for those not in the know, that's the Dota 2 World Championships.
I see a lot of listeners playing Dota 2, so I'm sure a lot of them are in the know.
And you know that we're not big, not, I can't even say big, we're not at all Dota players, but this is our Super Bowl as far as like video game, PC gaming goes. This is our Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's the biggest esport event.
It's over 18 million. Scroll down and you can see the prize pool, how it's split up.
So our listeners can't scroll down, dude.
I'm asking Bobby too.
Oh, okay.
So you know what? Why don't we just go to this page? This is a lot better.
Okay.
So the prize pool is huge this year, 18 million total. And they're splitting it up differently than they did last year. First place is going to get $6.5 million, which is 36%. Second place is going to get like $2.8 million, which is 15.5%.
Is that better? Is it better for all?
Yeah, last year. Well, let's look at last year. First place got 46%. Second place got 13%.
They wanted their first place to get the $5 million. That's probably why it was so high.
Yeah, probably.
But now that they've got the prize pool so big,
it's a little more evenly.
So top,
also that grabs headlines as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want your first place to
top
get.
Six gets at least $1 million. So all top six get at least $1 million.
Yeah, but it's all split up amongst, you know, not to say that it's a bad day at the office, but you're getting 1/5 of that because there's five of you. Plus, you're probably playing, you're paying your manager. You're probably paying your, you know, everybody that's, man, these guys are being distracting over there.
I have no idea. He keeps pointing to the corner of the screen.
I'm trying to look at the bracket, and the bracket is only available if you go to live. That's the only way that I found it. But
so
when you go live,
the computer,
it's going to play the audio. So I'm trying to get him to mute it, but my fat finger shows
like,
about four icons.
Do you want me to show you the calendar? Do you want to check your Wi-Fi? What's
Chad's
going on?
Playing over and over. He's pointing
like,
at the laptop
like
over
aggressively
and over. Like aggressive pointing. And Bobby's like, I'm not shitting you. Bobby brought up the fucking audio controls right now. Like, what?
That's what I wanted him to bring up. That's the one thing he didn't bring up.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Where were we at? What are we talking about?
Wanted to bring up the bracket here. So we're going to talk a little bit about the teams.
Yeah. So the big one that I saw, C9, which was, according to Gosu Gaming, which kind of keeps track of what the rankings are of the world, top world in most of the competitive one. They have Dota 2, they've got CSGO. I like Gosu Gaming to kind of just keep up to date on kind of this competitive stuff.
Are they the ESPN?
They're not. It's just a tracking site.
Okay.
I think
SPL is probably the ESPN. No, they're more like...
So, Cloud9 was ranked before the start of this as fourth in the world.
Yeah.
They lost their opening match.
Mm.
And so they dropped down to seventh, according to Gosu Gaming. That was kind of the big upset of the day so far. They're still going on the best of one. The play-in games are still going on right now. I've been watching some of it. The first game, LGD took... And they're ranked two in the world, according to Gosu. So it's been fairly straightforward, pretty much, but Cloud9.
So am I right here in that I don't see one American flag in the top 28?
No, Evil Geniuses is the North American team.
Oh, so they're doing really well. But is that an American flag? What are they using?
Yeah, that's American.
Is that the only one? Yeah. Okay, there's one other one, 11th place.
Complexity Gaming at 11th.
You know, being on the outside of this, I look at this kind of like the Olympics, where I don't care until I'm supposed to care.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at the American teams, really.
Yeah, and
I'm not going to find a Mexican team. That's for damn sure. They're barely getting internet down there.
There are some.
This was a headline that I read somewhere. They just got Amazon.
Really?
Mexico just got Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it on the podcast that I talked about this, about how like maybe 6 years ago I was down in Tecate and they have internet cafes there. And in these internet cafes, they were selling 56K modems. And this is back in like 2009 or 2008.
Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a dire situation down there.
They just don't have the infrastructure. You know, they need.
It's a big country. It's a really big country with not a lot of money. So
yeah.
Yeah. Infrastructure. You're right. Yeah.
Go back over the brackets.
Although maybe with that Project Loon, it'll fix all that.
Is that
the Google one?
That oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Cloud9's in the loser's bracket. Tomorrow's going to have some really good games. I think Evil Geniuses are going to be playing against Complexity. So I really want to see that one.
So what are we doing here? I'm rooting for the American dude.
I think they're playing against each other. Complexity and Evil Geniuses are playing in the C bracket.
Seems like it always happens that way, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at the teams, and I noticed a lot of the players had switched around. Last year, Evil Geniuses had Arteezy and Zai. Arteezy is one of the top players in the world. I think last year during the international, he was the top rated player in the world. And he's moved over to Team Secret along with Zai. And they've got Fear now is going to be playing this year. The guy from the documentary.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The American dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see them play. I mean, that's the team I'm rooting for.
Secret?
No, EG.
Oh, EG.
Gotcha. I mean, I love watching the games and just seeing the plays. That's really interesting to me. But I'm mostly rooting for EG. I mean, everyone else had.
Oh, you won me over. I'm a fan now.
Well, there are some other teams that I recognize because I followed this so closely last year. I actually recognize the players, and I'm a little more invested than I was before. So, this is going to be exciting these next couple of days.
It's interesting thing that humans do. Like, I'm looking at this. This is kind of new to me, right? The first thing I'm looking for. It's something to latch onto, either
some similarity to yourself. So an American that, or
right. Either that
a Mexican
or
playing on their team.
Generally in my life, I couldn't give a shit about being Mexican, right? Except for like I can make fun of them without repercussion, which is nice. It's like a little segue that I could use all the time. But so I don't really care about the culture or the heritage or whatever at all. Like at all, I don't care. But if a Mexican is fighting in the UFC or a boxing match, I'm a fucking raving maniac for that dude. Like, I don't know where it comes from, but I want them to do well. And they usually do. They have their superpower of not getting knocked out.
Yeah.
We have
the
concrete
thickest
heads.
Chin
yeah.
In the world.
I'll take that with pride. We're little, but we got, you can't knock us out. Watch if you think it's not true, watch a bunch of tape. I mean, we do get knocked out occasionally, but not like
the other races. All right, this isn't the UFC podcast. Let's get back to
it. But no, right now, right away, while you guys are talking, I'm like, I need something to latch on to. So I'm like, oh, okay, Evil Geniuses is American, but Bobby gave me... So he jumped over from Evil Geniuses to EG.
No, oh, EG
is Evil Geniuses.
Is Evil Geniuses.
Yeah, yeah. No, Arteezy and Zai, who's really young. He was 16 last year when he was in the international, but both he and Arteezy moved over to a new team, Team Secret. And I think even the teams have changed names.
Well, Team Secret's the ranked number one in the world, according to Gosu.
Where are they from?
They're an EU team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just glad I have somebody to latch on to. And then hopefully they make it to the grand finals. And then we're going to go watch that at a movie theater, I think.
Yeah, you know, I looked up on Fandango, and they said, I mean, they have it listed there, but they don't have any location, so it's getting kind of close to the date, so I don't know if they are going to be showing it in movie theaters, but you can put in your zip into Fandango and look up the Dota 2 International, see if it's playing in any theater near you, or if you go to the Pub Stomp, if you look up the International Dota 2 Pub Stomp, they've got a full listing of everywhere they're going to be showing it publicly. Last year, I found a place that was doing it. They've done it the last couple of years in San Diego at different locations, and I was really surprised to see that there wasn't a location listed this year. So I don't know.
I bet there is, but maybe there. I don't know. Maybe
I've been
you
searching.
Find it
I checked Reddit. I've been looking all over. So
cool. Well, if you do find it, let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody else finds it, let us know.
And it's the grand final is what they usually do that with, and that's going to be August 8th.
So, side note, you asked last week where it's at, and we said we didn't know because we didn't know, but it's in Seattle this year, so it's in Seattle.
Physically?
Yeah.
Flew everybody to Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle's okay. The...
So, they're playing on land, obviously?
They're playing on land. It's kind of cool setup. They're in an arena, but it's not a big arena. And I watched the games today, and it was like a third filled. And the U.S. just doesn't have the, like, drive for the... You bring us to South Korea or
you got to keep doing it in South Korea.
Yeah.
Just so when people that don't know what's going on see the crowd.
Yeah.
That's really when you judge the importance of something.
Yeah. But anyways, they've got the two teams, but they've built these boxes so the teams can talk to one another and not hear each other.
That's like pretty standard, I think. Yeah.
No, they have the best setup for any esports that I've ever seen. Like, they have whatever hero they select is displayed on a big screen in front of them, like right in front of their screen. Like, yeah. You gotta see it. I mean, watch the videos, look it up on YouTube or Twitch. It's amazing. And the announcers are really good. They got this old guy doing it. This guy, he's got like white hair, man. Like, I've never seen an esports announcer with gray hair. Yeah, but it's awesome. They are so professional. Like, you couldn't tell the difference between this and like ESPN.
Yeah. And they really man, I love watching these games being shoutcasted and all that. They're really good. I was watching this. I don't follow Dota 2, obviously. I like, this game is too much for me, but you know, I was reading the characters and relaying them back to Han, which I used to play, and it was like, oh, Clockwork. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's just like Pharaoh. Okay, yeah. Now I know this guy. And the items are all confusing. I know a couple of them. But just, you don't need to know all that stuff to just see the action and seeing the play.
Last year, they had the newbie cast and the professional cast.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing this year.
Yeah,
so if you don't know the game, then watch... I can't remember the exact name they give it, but yeah, you can watch a cast that's kind of caters a little more to people who are new.
Really?
To it.
And what sport does that besides this one?
Yeah.
It's so great. It's so smart.
True. It's true. That's cool. Yeah.
And
I'm going to have to check that one out.
Even if you don't know what's going on, like, I really don't know what's going on, but, you know, I understand MOBAs, but not specifically Dota 2. But it's so great watching this live. When I watched it live last year, I think it was Sylar. I think that's the guy. Maybe I'm way off here. But he picked a character. And once he picked his character, everybody was just like, ooh. You know, it was like this whole wave.
Because there's
like, does something risky.
Yeah.
Like, there's, counter something.
There's tournament-worthy characters, and there's ones that aren't really played tournament.
Yeah.
So when somebody picks a character, because a lot of these characters are like pub stomp characters where they're like, if you're playing against lesser people, these characters are really good, but when you get into the tournament, they can be easily countered and stuff.
Right.
So when somebody picks up a character like that, and if somebody did a tournament and picked up Zeus and Smite, you'd be like, oh, shit.
I was just
going
to say Hades, but same thing.
Well,
yeah.
I think the reason they had done that, and the announcers later explained this, was because the guy that picked him had played a lot of games. Like, that was his character.
Yeah.
You know, so when they picked that, they knew they were in for a show. And, cool. And I had no idea, but I was just like, oh, this is going to be good.
If you're not into esports, I'll just quickly point to David is winning. By the way, thanks for the help on the little game we just played. But he wasn't into it at all. He thought it was bullshit. He went and watched some Hero of the Storm. I don't know what it was that sucked him in, but he is not only like an avid gamer now of Heroes of the Storm, but he tweets about rooting for certain teams.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, you think it's stupid, and then you start get, especially if it's a game you play.
Yeah.
And you start seeing these pro players do these crazy things, and you just see the intensity of the shoutcasters and everything, and it just like sucks you in. It's awesome.
There's something about when you realize a lot of people have attention on one thing, and it kind of resonates with everybody around, and then it just grows. Like I said, when they show the crowd, that's when you realize, oh, this is how important. You can see numbers all day. You can see 2 million viewers all day. But until you see all those faces looking at one thing, you're like, oh, I need to pay attention to this. And it makes it more enjoyable. And I don't know why it is, but that's human nature.
Yeah,
and
true.
We're on the right track.
And another positive thing is, since we're recording this on Monday and it comes out Tuesday, if you guys listen to this early in the week, it goes through the 8th. So you guys should be able to watch a good portion of this.
Because we're going to report back after the
yeah,
it's going to be over, right? By the next podcast.
By the next podcast, it will be over.
So moving on.
Yep. Let's do this.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I got a couple in there, so I'll jump in. Which one do I want to talk about first? Duke Nukem Forever. We had talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Sorry, let me cut you off. You played a lot of games today, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad. You still watch probably 20 hours of TV, but you played a lot of fucking games, and I'm proud.
Well, Bobby, I think I told last week where I wasn't being able to get on, so I think Bobby recognized that and was making his games available.
Oh, right.
So Duke Nukem Forever, this is one that Bobby kind of likes, or what? Would you give it a kind of likes or a better than
people? Metascore game real quick. No.
55. I'll tell you right now.
Is it that bad? Jeez.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't deserve that. I'll honestly give it. Yeah,
it's true. It's so cheesy. I don't want to say it circles back to fun, but it like makes fun of itself.
Yeah.
Which is all right, but it does it in just a like not fun sort of way. Like, I don't know. The gameplay was all right. It's very linear. You don't have to, you follow the path and then you go to the next thing. The way you get miniaturized, that was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That was probably my favorite part of the game.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the part where you become miniaturized and then you've got to jump around like on stoves. You're in a kitchen. You've got to hop from one thing to another. You're shooting ketchup and mustard bottles that splatter everywhere.
Yeah.
That was a fun part of the game.
And then there was the other part where you're miniaturized and you're in the vehicle.
A little RC car.
Around.
Those are generally just pretty cool parts in games. Remember that Counter-Strike had some levels where it was called Rats, I think. Or TF2. TF2 had these Rats levels and you could play as little miniature levels. And I don't know, there's something to it's just kind of fun. Being like, hey, honey, I struck the kids.
Seeing these giant...
Yeah, giant things. Yeah.
There were a lot of Half-Life 2 deathmatch maps like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway,
It was decent. Like, if I had $5, maybe I'd say yes.
Yeah. It's about how much it sells for.
Did you finish it?
No, I didn't finish it.
You probably won't either, right?
The thing that bothered me about this game is the weapons. Like, I didn't feel like any of the weapons really did anything differently. Like, I had the shotgun, and that was fun for a while. And then I picked up some alien weapon, and it seemed to just shoot a 3-round burst, and I picked up some other. Like, none of the weapons were like, this is interesting and unique. Like, all the weapons just kind of felt the same to me. Did you get that?
Yeah, it's pretty much the standard weapon, you know, shotgun, assault rifle, rocket launcher.
There's so much room there. If you're going to take a campy approach, right?
Exactly.
Get crazy with your guns.
Yeah.
The dubstep gun was fucking awesome. Like, I did a whole diatribe about the fucking dubstep gun. It's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So get crazy. If you're going to get crazy, right?
And the other thing is, like, if you're going to be over the top, be over the top. They had, like, girls in this. Like, this is for adults. You can show them topless. Like I just felt like it was, like, you know, it's teen camp instead of like adult campiness. And sure. I feel like if we're doing the campiness, we might as well just go over the top.
Yeah, if you're gonna go campy, go all in. Definition of campy, if for some reason nobody doesn't know, is you're doing a thing, but you're also making fun of yourself doing that thing.
Yeah, you're being over the top on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, sure, but it doesn't have to be over the top. You could take it either way. But you're just poking fun at the genre as you do the genre, or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the way I interpret it.
Yeah, anyway. I would agree with that.
But
yeah, that's Duke Nukem.
I gotta say this now because I didn't write it down. Gynophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who wanted you to play that?
David is winning. I think he was
trolling. You are a little bit. Is there a relationship that... Are you going to get a Facebook update one day where I'm going to learn that you're in a relationship with David is winning?
This is the fan. We're little puppets to our fans. If you write us anything, we basically do it.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get naked and like have sex unless you guys want to.
Yeah, mine might. It depends how much I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I still have half a drink left.
It's going to take a lot to get Bobby. He doesn't drink, so you're going to have to hold in somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. Gynophobia is a first-person shooter. I don't want to take up too much time. It's not a good game. It looks like a Counter-Strike 1 mod. It's about... gynophobia is the fear of gynecologists.
No, fear of women.
Oh, sorry. That was a good cue.
Damn it.
And, by the way, you know, you guys know I was kidding.
I know.
Okay.
I didn't when you said it, and then you started laughing.
Yeah, it worked perfectly, and then now we're talking about it.
Yep.
So,
call back or something. Segue. My bad.
So, anyway, and you're scared of spiders, too, which is not mentioned anywhere. So, really kind
of... And that would be arachnophobia?
Very good. It would be.
Very good.
Great movie.
Pretty good movie, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a thrill on him.
Do you think it's got a Metacritic for this Gynophobia?
I don't know. I saw this on Steam for sale.
Look this up.
I'm going to go
199, right?
Yeah, 199, yeah. You know what? For $2, sure. Fuck it. It's a first-person shooter. Looks and plays like a Counter-Strike 1 mod. It had a couple...
No score.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It had some things going for it. The where they hide the hidden stuff was kind of novel. There's stuff on the ceiling. You don't see that a lot. But once you realize there's stuff on the ceiling, you just look at all the ceilings.
Yeah.
The what I really liked about this game, my number one thing, and there wasn't a lot, was that the corpses had collision, which is really cool. Like, if you're fighting a big group of stuff, if corpses have collision and you're doing circles, backpedaling circles, you know, you run into a corpse that you shot earlier, that can fuck you up and you can get killed. I never died once this game.
I did.
Yeah, Chad came over. I was lost. I'm sorry. By the way, I beat this game, Chad.
Oh, you beat it already?
Yeah. By the time you said I'm coming home to the time you got home and then you were looking at Dota 2,
yeah,
I beat the game. Like, it's about an hour long.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can see the, but, yeah, you know, whatever. $2, it plays fine.
You're not going to tell them how I killed you when I came over?
You backpedaled into a hole. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good at games. Anyway.
So, I don't know. $2, go for it. It's got some things going for it. It's not good. I tell you that right now. It's not good. But for $2, you could, there's worse things you could do for an hour.
Bobby. Super. What you got, Bobby?
I had my first issue with G2A.com. We've been talking a lot about them
recently. Yeah, yeah.
We've been getting a lot of games from them. I got a message on Steam a couple days ago saying that a game has been removed from my library, a game that I had received as a gift. There was something wrong with the funds that were used to purchase the game. And of course that game was GTA 5, the game that the most money I've ever spent on G2A.com was, I think about $46 for that game. So I figured I was screwed right off the bat because I didn't purchase the G2A Shield, which guarantees that if there's any problem, you get your money back. Gotcha. So I went ahead and emailed them anyway and was like, hey, you know, I got this message and they're like, yeah, we're already aware. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. We're trying to resolve it. And not even a day later, they sent me a refund through PayPal. So I was pretty impressed with that.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I figured, like, I thought for sure, oh, I just got scammed out of $46. But yeah, they gave me the money back. I no longer have Grand Theft Auto 5 in my account, but whatever. I'll catch it on sale. I've already put about 40 hours into that. Got my fill of it. It'll be a while till I want to go back to it.
Right. And but, how long between, your email out to receiving a call, email back?
Less than 24 hours. They were really prompt about it, so I was happy about that.
You know what? I'm going to hit them up maybe for an interview, talk about like the whole thing. See.
Yeah, sure. See, I mean, that has been the location that I go to first for like any game. Sure. I always check the price there. The thing that really scared me about this, though, is I bought Grand Theft Auto 5 May 23rd, and I got this message on Steam where it was removed from my account on July 30th. So that's 9 weeks.
Huh.
So, I mean, that concerns me because I worry about other games that I bought. But if any game, if that's going to happen to any game, it's going to be GTA 5 because it's a really popular game. If anyone's going to try to pull some shit, it's going to be on that one. It's, you know, a high price tag.
And they have a legal team. Yeah. GTA is so big, they have a legal team working on this kind of stuff.
And the other thing is, 9 weeks, you've played the game already. Even if they take it away, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still out of money, but.
You guys think that we're, that Bobby, not work, because we pay retail like jerks.
Like but idiots.
Do you think we're hurting the developer? Because they're getting rubles instead of USDA? USA?
Well, in a game like
US dollars?
I don't know. Only some games on G2A are significantly cheaper than others. Like Grand Theft Auto 5, I got for $46. I saved myself, what, you know, $14. Yeah. I think it retails for $59.99. Mm-hmm. I'm really not saving that much.
Yeah, but there are games, like, if you wanted to go get Batman, Batman's a, you know, there's a huge difference there. You can pay I think it was 20 yeah. bucks. If you go to Steam, it's 60 bucks.
But Arkham, 50. You're talking about Batman Arkham Knight, yeah. right? See, that game, all the Batman games go on sale ridiculously cheap very soon. So I don't think that that's too far off. Same thing with Mortal Kombat going for like $10, Mortal Kombat X. I don't know.
So ultimately, you're saying we're not hurting
the I don't think so. The companies that really need the money, like the small indie developers, yeah. those games don't go for cheap, if you can even find them on G2A. They Which usually go for more on that site than they do on Steam.
And I think, so the thing about games is, it has all this fixed cost. And the variable cost is non-existent because it's a digital product. It doesn't matter if you sell 1 or 100, it's not going to influence how much you've spent. You just put it up on the digital storefront and whoever buys it, buys it. Mm-hmm. So in the end, if they get any amount of money, that's a win for them, meaning you didn't pirate it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, but also $3 million is better than $4 million.
It's true, but as a publisher, if a consumer says, I will buy it for $10, but not for $30, you say, okay, I'll take it for $10. Mm-hmm. If they had to go around the system and do some chicanery to get it done, then they'll take the $10 over the $30 because it's $10 they could get or $30 they'll never get because they're not going to spend $30 on it.
Yeah. And it's better than outright piracy too. So, I mean, it's a win.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Cool. So we're on the... We're on the side of money manipulations with different...
Now, if you talk disc, that's a whole different thing because discs cost money to make.
But who's buying discs these days?
Yeah.
Sad state.
Bob, you got something?
Well, just one more thing. My GTX 690 sold, ended up getting $285, I think it sold for on eBay. Not too bad. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I shipped that out today.
Was it a listener?
I don't think so.
You rode that bitch hard and then you put her back out on the streets and she's making money. Yeah. That's not bad, dude.
Yeah, $285. No, I'm happy with that. I mean, I paid a grand for that card, but it's a 3-year-old card. It's a 600 series. Yeah. And that's a good price tag. I spent part of the money on a new mic because I can't stand my headset anymore. I got an Audio Technica AT2020, which is a mic that almost every Twitch streamer has. Like, I see every Twitch streamer with this.
Wireless or with a wire?
No, it's a wire, and it's just a microphone. It's kind of like the Blue Yeti we got here, but a little bit smaller, and it's only one direction. The Blue Yeti can record from all around. This one's meant for one person. It's a condenser mic, which does not work well, so like there's a little bit more of an echo. Bad acoustics. I got to get a boom and a shock mount for it so I can get it closer to me when I talk to it. But the thing I really don't like about it is it doesn't have a mute button and it's got a blue light that you cannot turn off, which I think is really
stupid.
You can
turn off if you open the thing up and break the thing.
Maybe. I don't know if I want to
shoot it with a BB gun.
If I want to do that.
Yeah. But, how much did it cost you?
I got the plus because it was only a little bit more, but I think I spent $160 on it.
Yeah. $160 for all those downsides?
Yeah, but I mean, it is a really good mic.
For cheaper, right?
Yeah, the Yeti you can get for about $120, $130, but the Yeti's heavy. That's a big mic. And it's mainly, I mean, the Yeti's...
very phallic.
But it's better for what we do because it's better at picking up multiple sources. This one,
and it picks up motorcycles really well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
From any distance.
Yeah.
They should put it on
from
a box.
Miles away.
Yeah.
Great for casting. Great for podcasts. We'll pick up a motorcycle from any distance.
Well, that's condenser mics for you. I mean, I'm not going to get into depth on microphones, but a dynamic mic will, you have to be very close to it, but it only picks up like right in front of you, and a condenser mic will get everything. So if you have a good environment, like a lot of carpet and padding on the walls, and you're in a studio, you want a condenser mic. It is a better mic too, but a dynamic might have been a better choice for my situation.
I think you should go with the ones that's like flesh colored and it goes right by the ear, like Britney Spears wears when she goes on a concert.
Oh, the lavalier.
Yeah, I think that's the one you should rock.
Hey, Bobby, what's a compressor when it comes to like sound?
A compressor?
You know? Yeah.
It compresses it. It takes away the dynamic. So it keeps
simpler.
You from being the...
It takes being the super highs and super lows and...
Yeah, evens them out.
Oh, I see. Because there's this story. Because I listen to Rogan and I listen to Adam Carolla.
These are different podcasts, by the way, people. Yeah.
Rogan went to Carolla. These are the two biggest podcasts in the world. Rogan was on
right Carolla. Right by ours, right?
Right.
So
right
Deal after Gaming, ours. Then these two.
And so Rogan was at Carolla Studio, which he built for podcasting, right? So he's like, And he also stores all his, like, famous cars that he has as well.
Gotcha.
So he goes out in the garage and he's like, man, look at all these compressors, man. You have all these crazy compressors. And then Corolla thinks he's talking about the air compressors for the cars. Oh. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got like four or five of them. You want to check out the big one? And Rogue is looking at this, like, rack of digital compressors just for sound. Like, that's how crazy you can get when you could have a whole room dedicated to just, like, compressing sound, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's better if you do it in real time like that because it keeps you from getting too loud and clipping. And if you do it in real time, then it's it sounds a lot better. Like, we do it in post on this one, so it kind of cuts it off and it sounds a little weird. But
are they impressive? Like, if we get a rack of them here in the living room,
yeah,
is it going to impress chicks when
do
we bring them over?
Do girls take their clothes off for them?
I don't know. Maybe.
wait, you said this thing's $160 and gave it all these downsides. Would you recommend, what is it called? The
Audio Technica AT2020 cool USB name. Plus, actually, I should say.
I like the Yeti better already.
Just from where do you recommend this one? Or are you a little disappointed you bought it?
I don't know. See, the thing is, I'm going to have to buy a mic stand, a shock mount, and a boom arm for it to get it to actually be really well. Because I remember when I had the... When we were recording over at my place, we left the Yeti over there, and I would use that.
Sounded great to me.
Yeah, yeah, and that's because I could swing this thing right in front of my mouth and talk right
this
into it.
This giant phallic
yeah,
microphone
right by your mouth.
There. Right in your mouth. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but when you have distance and it just picks up all this reverb and it's terrible. And I don't like having, or the Yeti has a mute button on it, and I really miss that feature because there's a lot of times when you want to mute. Like if I'm going to cough or sneeze or something, you know, I don't need to do that right
or
in
you're
the mic.
Yelling at your mom to bring you meatloaf.
Yeah.
The meatloaf.
Yeah, that happens.
All right, so I played Craft the World. Couldn't get into it. I tried twice. I bought it a long time ago.
What kind of game is this? I've never even heard this.
It's weird, man. It's kind of like a mix between Lemmings and Terraria.
So it's a side. It's a side.
2D.
Yeah, 2D side.
Lemmings.
2D
thing was going on. Lemmings. That was a good game.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So, like, imagine Terraria, but you're not controlling one, although you could. You can take over whichever one you want. And they go out and they do these various tasks that you told them to do. And then the better you do, the more dwarves you can summon.
So it's kind of like an RTS then?
Yeah, but it's 2D and it's side-scrolling.
Okay.
It looks just like Terraria, except for the graphics are much better. And you're controlling multiple people instead of just one.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I really, honestly, I didn't get it. I don't know why I need to hit this tree 57 times to get wood. I don't know. I couldn't get into it. So I can't recommend it. But I think it's like very positive or overwhelmingly positive. Chad, get me a beer, please. And so, yeah, that's it on that one.
So that was Craft the World?
Yeah, Craft the
World. This is getting pretty high ratings on Steam, apparently.
Yeah, man. I couldn't get into it. That's the weird part. Yeah. Very positive. Yeah.
92% on Steam. Yeah.
I had two gaming sessions and neither one of them went past 10 minutes. So maybe I'm not giving the, but if you, I said this about, Dragon Age. If you don't grab me right away, that's on you. Like, Dragon Age is an extreme example because I played it 2 hours before it's supposed to grab you.
Yeah.
And that's too much, man.
Yeah. No, like, I agree.
You gotta give me something interesting right away or I just can't get into it.
How much is this right now?
$18.99 retail, but this was on sale recently, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I paid $12 for it. It looked really appealing from, and then I saw the very positive, so I got into it, tried playing this. I played this like 4 months back or 2 months back, and I was like, okay, there's gotta be something here. I got back into it again, I was like, this is boring. So.
Maybe we'll get,
Bobby, it's just not for
maybe me. We'll get Bobby to try it out and see what he thinks.
Yeah, Chad, or Bobby, play something off of our account.
Yeah, if we could tear something away from Heroes of the, are you still playing Heroes of the Storm, by the way?
Still playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm.
You said you were getting over this about literally 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that. No. But you know what? I wake up in the morning. I'm not working right now. I don't go back to work until the 24th. I go back to work and school on the 24th, so party's over then. But I wake up and I'm just like, well, what else am I going to do with my life? And yeah, I just keep playing Heroes. But I have been playing some Killing Floor, too. I played a little bit with...
That's right.
Yeah, I played with some listeners, Clown Lotion and Spaz... Spazzle D Rust, I believe it is. And that was a lot of fun. They're kind of new. Clown Lotion's played a little bit. But, God, that's... I still love that game. I really love Killing Floor.
That's four too. Person, right?
Six.
Oh, up six to six people to six. Co-op. Oh, but it's not a set number.
No, it scales with difficulty. It scales.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, if you have a couple people. This is a game that I totally recommend. If you enjoy first-person shooters, like, it's hard to realize how fun this game is from an outside perspective if you're watching someone play it. But it's just, you know, it's a wave survival game. All these zombies just keep coming at you. But there's just such a rush of trying to survive, and it's hard. The difficulty is what makes this game so much fun for me. Like, they came out with a new map, Volter Manor. I still have not beat it on a hard difficulty, and it's driving me crazy.
And there's a better one. Is it hard, and then there's ultra or something?
There is normal. There's no easy mode. There's normal, hard, suicidal, and hell on earth. I beat three maps on hell on earth. And wow. Haven't beat any on, or I beat three maps on Suicidal, haven't beat any on Hell on Earth.
You need a pro team for that shit, right?
Well, even at level 25, Hell on Earth is extremely difficult. Like, the chances are you're not gonna survive.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just never wanted to spend the money on this one. I know it's fun, but yeah. I just haven't done it for
so long. Well, it's on T2A for about $20. I still think it's good for that, but I don't know.
Okay.
Craft the World, how many people you think are playing that? 793. It's not a whole lot.
Right now? The second?
Current players, yeah.
Yeah, but 30-day average. Look at that.
770?
No. Sorry.
It's up a little
bit. I
didn't
see the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of people playing that game.
So, I actually played... what else did I play? Oh, I played Deus Ex a little bit. So this is, I need to get back into it. I played probably 4 hours or so, 4 or 5 hours. Enjoyable, but it really pushes you towards the stealth.
That's my big thing, man.
And it's like, the first mission's like, hey, do you want a trank gun or do you want a real gun? Are you going to kill fools or not? And I said, okay, let me try the not killing fools, because that's kind of my play style.
Yeah, and they reward you more for that.
Yeah.
I think you get, like, bonuses for, like, not killing anybody.
But honestly, I think if I was, like, really invested in it, and, you know, you sit there and you wait and you see how all the people move and you say, okay, here's how I'm going to take these guys down, I think, you know, because it'll reward you if you go through the whole mission without being detected. But... I just didn't have the patience for that. So,
yeah.
And you didn't have a whole lot of ammo with your trank, so they really want you to take people down with your melee stealth kill or whatever, your stealth incapacitate or whatever. I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it as much as, like, people talk about this game like it was
irreverence.
Yeah, it was an amazing game, and I wasn't feeling that. It was good. I'm glad I'm playing it. I want to go back and play it some more.
The graphics are really good.
For the time. And that's the problem, because I'm coming back into it so long after it came out, the graphics are just at this point. Okay. And at the time, though, I'm sure they were amazing.
Well, that new one's coming out, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I kind of want to play
the graphics on that game.
Yeah.
That's graphically might have been the takeaway, the runaway hit at E3 for me. Like, when I watched the demo on that, it was a guy playing. It was a live demo.
It was the actual game?
It was the actual game. And I was like, wow. Like, wow. I was really, really
But they
impressed.
Might have, like, you know, fucking 8 graphics cards.
Yeah, didn't that happen with The Witcher? Where they showed, like, it wasn't even a trailer, but they showed, like, actual gameplay. And then when the actual game came out for the PC, it wasn't
as good. They scaled it back. And some people thought it was because they needed to conform to console.
Yeah.
Consoleitis. Yeah. Well, I don't remember what the ultimate decision on that was.
So, I like the game. You know, obviously this game's old, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. I like the game. I'm a little annoyed that it kind of, like, pushes you to do the stealth.
Yeah, don't give the option if there really isn't an option.
Yeah.
Because what happened to me is I went guns blazing, dude.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Everything offensive, like, it's... And it just fucked me. I was like, okay, now get through this room without being seen. The fuck? I just put 15 points into fucking kill gaunt bombs and you know? It was really... I wish... Because the story is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah.
That's why I really want to play it. But you just wasted 6 hours of my life because I can't get past this because I've never put 1 point in stealth.
And I think that's one of the things that they're looking to correct with the next game.
I hope so.
I do kind of enjoy the hacking part of it, and it's funny because
Puzzle game, yeah.
It's a little puzzle game where you click on it, you got a certain percentage, and then you got to make these nodes go and all. But you think this little puzzle game is going to happen when most games put it where, oh, okay, the next objective, let's put two or three hacking in between to be able to get it. But this game, like, you can just hack computers and it'll just give you some extra credits. It'll give you, like, you know, so you just use the hacking all over the place. There was a room in the first mission, there was a room with like 8 computers and you could just hack them all. More than 8, I think. There was like 12 computers.
Which is fun as long as the hacking game is fun.
Yeah.
And if you make a little puzzle game, which is enjoyable, then that's awesome.
And I'm kind of like one of those things that, oh, if this is going to give me some credits or whatever, I'll go do it. So that part I enjoyed. The world that it surrounds is kind of a cool idea, but I'm just a little annoyed that it's like pushing you to stealth. And I wasn't really feeling a stealth game at the time. I kind of wanted to just run a gun.
Yeah, I just don't feel them in general, man. But about making the money in the beginning. I went to, in Witcher 3, I talked about how at the very beginning, you're there the day after a big battle.
Yep.
I looted every one of those fucking soldiers, man. Every single one. I'm not kidding.
It's not worth shit either.
No, it's Witcher. Not worth.
Like, you're carrying like 6 axes and they're each worth like 2.
And they're heavy as shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're heavy.
It's not even worth the calories my fucking horse is burning, but I did it. Probably over 100 swords I sold.
You're ridiculous.
I know.
Fucking black market fucking swords.
But I've never worried about money in that game either. Like, I'm very stingy.
Oh, when I played Witcher, my gold or whatever goes so quick.
Shit, if I can rape the dead soldiers, man. That's where it's at.
Raping dead soldiers, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So I played Race to Sun. I saw this at maybe PAX last year or something, where the developers were showing it off and it looked pretty cool.
This is that, like, flying game or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to talk about it too much. It's like Star Fox. It looks just like Star Fox. The graphics, it's very, not pixelated, but geometric.
It's low poly count.
Very low poly count.
Yeah.
But it's free. They just put it on Steam for free. And it has modding tools. So already people have modded it to all to shit. And the game itself, it's pretty fun.
What's the point of the game?
So it's a kind of like you're going through an obstacle course.
You just are always going forward.
Hey, Bob, show me what they're charging for.
$9.99.
Wait, why? It was free when I got it. Maybe it was just the first day. Maybe they believe in their product so much that they were like, one day we'll give it for free and then they'll talk
about
it.
Maybe it was just a coupon. Flash sale or whatever.
No, literally no coupon. Go to their Steam page, just download. Free to play, you know, that tag that goes.
Maybe sometimes Steam does do that where a game is free for a weekend, and as long as you install it during that weekend, they're not even installed, but add it to your cart.
This was at launch. So day one, it was free. Maybe it's not free anymore. Definitely can't recommend it for $9.99. But it's not a bad game. It's glitch free, pretty much. What I do like about it is when I fly by the best a friend has done, it's a huge thing. It'll be like, by the way, Game Informer, you suck. Game Informer, it's like the whole screen. Like, you run past his, I think he only played once. It's at the very beginning. But I run over his name over and over and over. It's procedurally generated, so every time you play, the first level is different, the second level is, yeah.
Okay.
It's fun. I can, you know, the achievements are like, okay, I can do this. Okay, this is cool. Okay, I wouldn't do this naturally. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
The way I really like the achievements, it looks cool. I liked it. I can't recommend it for $9 though. Not even close.
How much do you think it's worth? $3?
Like 2 or 3, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's occasionally part of Humble Bundles and Indie Gala deals. I've seen it in there before. It does look a lot like Star Fox.
Yeah, it does.
Except you don't have it. Like 7 days ago.
Really? Are you sure?
Really? Just, yeah, it just came out.
Race the Sun. I don't
look
I don't
it know. Up while I talk about the next one.
All right.
The big game that I played this week was Talos Principle. And I was not intending it to be the big game, but it hooked me pretty badly and I ended up beating it. And I was annoyed at Bobby when he would get on his Steam and I was waiting to play Talos Principle. And here's why. So it's a puzzle game, which I enjoy puzzle games, but it also had me questioning my morality.
Wow.
And not very many games do this. And this is why I love some games and I get annoyed at games like fucking, like these first person shooters that are just fucking these hulking gorillas that go and blow things
Gears
up.
Gears of War.
Gears of War. Exactly. I want a game that moves me. And Talos Principle, it didn't move me, but it seriously had me question my morality. So this game, basically, you're in this computer-generated world, and you're doing these puzzles, and there's these terminals. And when you go in these terminals, you get into these texts and emails and stuff, and you're starting to find more and more out about the world and what's going on. But while this is going on, Elohim, which is God, basically, in this computer simulator, is telling you, you know, what to do. But these terminals are kind of popping up, and there's a lot of like Christian and biblical references, but kind of similarities. So this would be the equivalent of the devil or the serpent. He's kind of talking to you also. And so he's asking you what your morality is, or what is a human, or what does it mean to be a person?
What are you?
You're
a program?
You don't know what you are.
Well, you can tell you're a robot just from your arm.
Exactly. You can tell you're in this simulation, but you don't know if you're...
You don't know what your consciousness is.
Yeah, you don't know if you are a person that is stuck in this, or if you are a AI that has...
Did you get an answer?
...legitimately become something.
Without giving it away, did you get an answer?
Which is one of the reasons I like this game. It kind of does get to a conclusion, and it's kind of enjoyable. It's kind of something unique.
Because there's an expansion coming out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, really soon, or it's already out.
I'm okay. Then I will definitely play.
But like, if it's just a bunch of more puzzles, would you be into that, or is it more to the story? Which one would you be more into?
The story was really fun for me. Mm. The puzzles are definitely fun, but there's like 100+ puzzles, and by the end, I was like, okay, I want to see where the story goes.
Right,
and so I was playing the puzzles to get to the end of the story.
Either way, though, right? Like, if you're doing the story just to get to more puzzles, or either way, it's winning. Like, it's getting you to keep playing.
Well, they give you the
games
option.
Do you beat, dude?
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Or anybody, really.
And this is Bobby's game too. So it was like, and the puzzles were fun. So at the beginning, the puzzles hooked you, and then the story started picking up, and if you had played this game, you would have no idea what the story is, because you click on an item and it pops up a bunch of text, and if you don't read then you won't understand what's going on.
Bobby, did you read the text?
Yeah. But I didn't make it as far. I never beat this game. I think I was about halfway through when I stopped playing, but yeah, it was a great game. It's crazy that this comes from the people who made, what was it, Serious Sam?
You know, the problem with this game is it came out as, or you started playing at the same time you started playing Call of Juarez, and that's the only problem it really had.
Oh, yeah.
I like how you say Call of Juarez like a Mexican.
Juarez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was the week I was playing this, and then I picked up Call of Juarez, and I couldn't put that one down. And then I think right after that is when I got into Heroes, so it kind of fell by the wayside.
And you've been there ever since. Yeah.
So the writer of this game is also the writer that did The Swapper, and I believe he did something else.
Smart dude.
Faster Than Light, I think.
FTL.
So... Like
FTL?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna hit this guy up.
So like he the story is really good. It like hooks you in. You're wondering what's going on. For myself, I wanted to see what the end is. And that's one of the reasons I really like the game, because at the end, if you get the right ending, you actually see kind of what happened. And I really appreciate that. A lot of games nowadays, and movies too, a lot of games, they want to leave it open-ended, to leave it to interpretation. And I don't want that. I want a conclusion. I want to know why this happened or what happened or what's going on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of games and a lot of movies just, they just leave it so open-ended.
I don't like that shit either. If I got to go to a forum to figure out what the fuck exactly. I just watched, I'm not into it.
Well, I think we know whose fault that is, J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. Like the Swapper, I had to look up what the fuck is going on and look up all these things. This one, I didn't
finish that game, right?
I finished Swapper too. This game, I didn't have to go to a forum or a website to find out what the hell I just played. I did have to go and get the other ending because there's multiple endings in this game.
I would have just watched it on YouTube. No?
Oh, well, I was excited. I was at both parts.
Oh, I see.
So I finished it up and then I reverted back. I got worried for a second because I was like, oh shit, I can't revert back to
That's
my
That's what life. I did on Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Same thing. I just went back a little bit.
So I did end
up getting... Hey, Bob, I keep seeing this developer, or maybe it's a publisher, at the beginning of all these games. Devolver?
It's a publisher.
Yeah, Devolver Digital.
But all the games that I see it on, I really enjoy. Like, over and over and over. So maybe I'm finding that I have a new favorite publisher.
Yeah.
Because, you know... There's something to just supporting games that are good.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, so, to get to the conclusion of this game, I love this game. If you're into puzzle games, I recommend it. If you're into kind of this morality thing, I recommend this game.
I like the biblical thing.
There's a ton of biblical, a ton of references to Greek mythology. It's crazy how this game kind of makes you... Like, you'll have questions like, what does conscious mean? And then you have a couple options, and you push it. And then as the game goes on, they're like, so what you mean is this? And you're like, wait a second.
That's interesting.
If you are, if you actually get into the story on this game, it is kind of fun. But it does involve a lot of reading. There is every terminal you go into, there's three or four that you read through, and there is a ton of terminals. And so,
yeah, and you're also reading like manuscripts from scientists that were left behind.
Exactly.
So you're piecing the Real story scientists? Together.
No, these are like in their story or whatever.
Yeah. So you're piecing the story together through multiple sources. But yeah, it is a great game. A lot of times people will compare this to Portal right off the bat. I mean, it looks
Portal
like
Portal and Myst. These are the two games.
Yeah. Did you ever have to write something down? Did you take notes?
No, I didn't ever have to do that. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Bobby. If you're playing at home, drink because I cut Bobby off. But when it's a traditional game where you wake up, you have no idea what's going on. It's trying to explain shit to you while you're figuring these puzzles out. It's exactly like Portal and exactly like Myst in that respect. Where like
I don't like saying that it's just like Portal though, because that will make people think, oh, it's just Portal 3 basically, and it really isn't. It's like Portal in the fact that it has great puzzles and it has a great story.
And
somebody overwatching you.
And somebody overwatching because Elohim's trying to. Tell you, don't go up the tower. The tower's forbidden. Everywhere else you can go.
Of course you want to go to the tower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like how...
Fuck human nature. Look at us.
Let's go up the tower right away. What's the person in Portal?
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS, yeah. So it's got that same GLaDOS character. The same thing where you wake up not knowing what's going on.
It sounds like this is going to be in the running for your game of the year. For you.
I can't say game of the year just because...
I don't think it came out this year.
Yes or no. We're being vague about our game of the year. That's going to be a big episode.
Okay. Then, yes, it might be for game of the year. I think it did come out last year, didn't it? December 11th, 2014.
Yeah. Just missed it.
Yeah. But I highly recommend this game. If you can get it on sale, then
I'm intrigued,
pick it up.
More than when Bob... Because Bobby's like, yeah, cool game. It was cool. And then I started playing... Call of Juarez. Pretty sure you went through all those motions.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, we're really into this.
All right, what else did people play?
Man, we have a lot of shit to this.
Yeah.
I got into Angry Birds 2. That's a mobile game. It's a cash grab, but also it's a lot of fun. It's a solid game. The sounds are really cool.
Bobby scoffs at you.
They had really good sounds.
Yeah.
Good WAV files in there.
Yeah. I play with... is sound not a determining factor of whether or not a game is good?
I think he's scoffing it because it's a mobile game.
Well, first of all, it's Angry Birds. How long has this game been out?
And it's Angry Birds 2. It just came out.
Angry Birds 2. Okay. But the Angry Birds franchise has been out almost a decade now. It's been done to death.
Now this sounds better.
And now they got some great Foley artists.
So this is kind of like Street Fighter, where we've had Angry Birds with all different iterations, and now they're coming out finally with Angry Birds 2.
Correct. Yes.
Does Angry Birds 2 actually iterate something? Is it worth a second number?
No, because it, like, Angry Birds Star Wars, I think, was a little bit better just because the characters were so cool.
And the gravity kind
of mechanic. But you don't have to spend money to have fun. I'm just having fun, casual fun. The sounds are really good. I gotta push that because I also play on surround sound when I play on my mobile games because it's through my truck speakers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so like it's much, much better when I play. Like,
so everything probably sounds good though because you played it through your truck
speakers. No, this sounds the best.
Okay.
I don't like mobile games.
I kind of like that last game we were playing last week with the where you tap it sound, and you jump. The
music's great in that one. It's called Geometry Dash, and there's a free version that I play. Music's really good.
But come to find out, the white people don't have rhythm.
Yeah. So I was like, what is wrong with you guys? Crash, crash, crash. I'm like, guys, this song is really good if you can get through maybe half of it. anything else on there for me?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You scoffed at me when I did my mobile review, and now you're talking about
mobile games. You know, I have a lot of time to play mobile games and not a lot to play. I'm in my truck a lot, so.
That's true.
KF2? What is that?
Killing Floor 2.
Kentucky Fried.
Oh, gotcha.
I already talked about that. Did anyone play any more Rocket League? I've been playing a lot of Rocket League.
I only
want to play with you two.
Yeah.
Before we start on this, I finally found out what the problem was. I think I told you guys, but I was having all these weird lag issues, but, the problem is when my Steam's friend list is online, then I get these latency issues, like the game just constantly stutters.
Weird.
And it's probably 8,000 friends.
2,000, but the way it is now, I can either play by myself with no lag, or I can play with my friends with lag.
But you can group up first and then close your friends list.
No, if I do that and the game freezes and locks up, I've tried.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really bad.
I think you got to drop about 1,500 friends.
Maybe. The only way I'm going to be able to play Rocket League. But we didn't mention last week, soundtrack on that is great.
Yeah, the soundtrack, I feel like I'm at Ibiza rocking out, hanging out, having a good time.
It's very fitting for the game, and it's just
sound doesn't matter, Bob.
Get back over here before you start talking.
We're talking about the music, not sound effects.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this was cross-platform.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I had no idea. So we're probably playing with mostly PS4 players.
Yeah. And I have a copy of the PS4 game, and so my friends at work were wondering why I was playing on PC, and I had to explain to them that PC is better.
Wait, so you can play other consoles? You can play consoles on PC?
It doesn't tell you.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you, but it is cross-platform. And they announced some new DLC. They got free and paid. The paid is two new car skins for $4. One of them's a hot rod, and one of them's a Japanese street racer. They look great, too.
I might pick it up just to support the developer.
Yeah, they deserve the money.
Yeah, they do.
And then I emailed them about an interview and stuff, and they're not going to do it, but they did email me back. And it came through in the email. It's like, we're so busy.
Yeah.
Like, we are so busy over here. And I emailed them back. I was like, dude, I totally understand. And they gave me a free copy, and I ended up giving it to through Twitter. And I'm going to be doing more Twitter contests in maybe probably about 2 weeks. We're just giving all kinds of shit away.
So give them the Twitter, so if they want to sign up.
DL Gaming, DOT Net.
Yep.
DL Gaming, DOT Net.
You know, I wanted to mention this too. I saw this. I hardly ever go on Twitter, but I saw it on someone else's Twitter. They retweeted it. But there's a post from the design director. I'll just read it right here. It says, every time I read a comment on a Rocket League article about how we need to add power-ups and ramps for quote-unquote depth, an angel loses its wings. And that cracked me up. And I'm like, finally, dude, somebody gets it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes this game so great. And I talked about this last week, but just the simplicity.
Simplicity.
The simplicity, not in the gameplay. Like, there's so many different things that can happen, but you don't need to pile on all this extra useless garbage to make it interesting. Yeah. I mean, that would just ruin this shit.
Exactly. But
I was just so glad to see that. Like, fuck, man. I wish everybody thought like that.
True.
Cool. Moving on. Listener questions. What a...
Oh, yeah.
This might take a bit. Should we do one? Okay, let's just go for it.
Yeah.
Chad, you probably thought you had the most time to think. If we were video game characters, so Jen, who would we be?
Jen's hit me up, and he's like, hey, I got a good game at the start. And so we decided to move this to listener questions. But he said... if you were to say what your other podcasters were as video game characters, who would they be? So I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna say Emilio is Leisure Suit Larry.
Because, I'll take that all day.
Because he is very focused on sex and has bad dick jokes. And I'm gonna go with Bobby as Gordon Freeman.
Oh, that's who I was going to choose for myself, too.
You can't choose yourself.
I know, but immediately I was like, Gordon Freeman.
Gordon Freeman, because he's tech savvy, he gets shit done, and never talks. Yeah. So that's what I got.
It's pretty good.
I like that. You guys both in agreement on mine?
I definitely agree.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go with Bobby is the... The professor from Mega Man.
Okay.
Yeah, he designed
Dr. Wily.
Yeah.
Dr. Wily.
He makes everything work.
Yeah.
It flows only because of him, but not part of the action. He's
sitting back.
Have fun with my creations, and he just goes.
Okay, I got it.
And then millions of people have fun off of his creations. So there's that. And then Chad, I'm sure there's been the Hulk, right, at some point in video game dumb. Chad's a fucking huge rage monster. He will be playing a game by himself, not know that I'm home, and still be yelling out, like, who's that yelling? God damn it, motherfucker! And that's the Telos principle, which he loves, by the way. He's like Tourette's dad, or whatever that account was.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah. I went on pure physical appearance here. I'm going to go, Chad, I'm just going to do Sergeant Hammer from Heroes of the Storm, because you always choose a girl character in games, and she's blonde.
Yeah.
That's all I got to work with here.
Okay. I'll take it.
Emilio, I'm going to go Guacamelee because he's Mexican.
Yeah.
What? Not a lot of death.
Juan. Number Juan all day.
I like all those.
Oh, that is his name.
I guac the lion.
You're the worst. That was terrible.
Ugh.
Worst dad joke ever. God. All right, let's go to news.
All right, news. Windows 10, ?
Did anybody install it? Was the question.
No.
I think you have to join some, like, waiting list or something,
right? No. They have a little icon in Windows 8 where you can sign up for your free upgrade, but you don't have to wait for that. You can just Google download Windows 10 ISO, and it'll take you to a page where you can download a 32-bit, 64-bit version of Windows. You can get the N or the non-N version. The N version does not have media player in it because of some European law where it's like, what's that class action thing where they say it's unfair market thing that includes something in a package?
Monopolization? Or whatever.
Something like that. Okay. But you can download it from a website.
How good is
a
media player? If it's better than GOM or VLC, then I'll do it.
It's not that great. I use VLC.
How do you know?
Windows Media Player?
Yeah.
Well, it comes on.
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one? I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll download it and try it out. Yeah. They're really trying to distance themselves from the, the media player, but the, what's the one where you can play TV, live TV? It's Media something.
I don't know.
Media Center or something?
Yeah, like Media Center. They're trying to get rid of that completely.
So, I read somewhere that Windows 10, you only get one free copy, and then if you change your... If you change your hardware at all, then they're charging you to get a new version of Windows. Did you hear anything about that?
That's always how Windows has been.
No, like literally change anything. Like if you change your RAM, you're now spending $100.
But also, if you want to get it for free, there's a deadline as well.
Yeah, it's free for a year. But I don't think I've ever had that problem with with like RAM or anything. I think it's mainly the motherboard.
The specific one said he changed RAM, and the Windows 10 tech support person said you need to get a new copy.
And see, I don't know about that.
He said, are you serious? Okay, and I said, this is ridiculous.
Let's stop bitching. It's a free Windows.
This is a PC market. Aren't you expected to change once a year at least?
If you're saying be free, if you're going to be free, be free.
Yeah, I mean.
It's tough, man. I'm just glad that they're doing free.
It's a step in the right direction, but they need to get to that point that where Mac does it, where it's like you buy a copy, you get the copy, and they charge like $20 for their operating system. A lot of times it's free as well.
This is seeming to me like these introductory rates where it's $9.99 for the first 3 months, and then it jacks up to $39.99.
But this is free introduction. I'm going to wait just because of what you just said. I'm going to wait till I have my SSD before I upgrade.
Okay.
That's for sure. But other than that, make sure your shit's all upgraded. Why take the risk?
But then when are you going to upgrade again?
Yeah. No, that is a huge issue. And that is what you just mentioned, Chad, is the reason why I pirated Windows 8. Like, I was going to legitimately buy that operating system. I was like, fuck it, I'll pay money for it. But I read this whole thread about what you just mentioned. And I was like, you know, this is going to be a headache down the road. It is a better service if I pirate this operating
system. Because you upgrade so much.
Yeah, because I'm constantly changing out parts, and I just don't want to have to deal with that.
It's so bullshit. Like, can we get like a version for people that upgrade a lot that can just say, okay, this is my copy, and I can just fucking do it as many times as I want.
I'm on board there. I'd pay $50 for something that
see,
I could.
I would totally. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what Apple does. They listen tie up, it to your Apple
Microsoft.
Account.
You and Blizzard, listen up.
Yeah, because they're listening.
So none of us, I mean, there's been problems with Windows 10 too. They're working out the kinks. They're updated. There was a NVIDIA driver update. I don't know if SLI still, works yet with that, but you know, they're fixing day one shit. So I wouldn't rush to do it anyway.
Cool. Real quick, jump into the Long Dark. It's not really big. It's not newsworthy, but it's newsworthy because it comes back to what I was, my initial assessment. Yes, it's a cool game. I could play it a bunch, but they're not there yet. And why am I going to invest? Why am I going to die 8 times, 9 times if the rules aren't set in stone yet? Right? So now this gigantic patch came out and changed the whole game.
Wait,
so
this is the Long Dark. This is the one where you're in.
Yeah, survival game.
You're in the Arctic wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that looked kind of like paperish, the graphics.
Yeah. Pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Pretty cool looking. I definitely still recommend the game. I'm just saying, why would I have invested trying to, quotation marks here, beat the game if I know that it's in a constant state of flux and not nailed down yet? This new version seems so much better. You can break down furniture and burn that shit.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah. And there's like, when you're attacked by a wolf, you're not dead. Considering how healthy you are at the time, whether or not how shitty you're going to be after the fight. Fight the wolf off. If you're healthy at the time, it's going to be a couple of scratches. If you were starving and cold, you're going to die.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So it's just like way more realistic. And I like these rules and implementations a lot more. So.
Sorry.
We're all,
I lost it.
Just do it because we're all waiting.
I lost it. What else we got?
And Star Wars Battlefront Fighter Squadron is going to be shown at GamesCon. When's GamesCon? Anybody know?
I don't.
I think it's very soon because I've seen multiple threads about it. But we did a whole episode
That's the European one, right?
Yeah. I kind of like that these reoccurring themes are coming back every year and we could take a new, fresh look at them.
Yep.
You were on board for GamesCon last year.
Yes, I was.
Which is sweet. Like,
I feel like it came earlier last year.
I don't know. But what was I talking about? The Fighter Squadron is a pretty much, there's no ground troops. And it's just flying. And, man, dude, it was TIE Fighters versus X-Wings with fucking capital ships. And it just looks fucking awesome. It looks so good. I don't know if it's an expansion. I think maybe it's just part of the regular game. I don't care. I will pay another $50 for this. It looks so good. And I'm not even... Okay, as far as like Star Wars fans go, I'm probably like a 7 out of 10. but this looks, I am a video game player, a PC video game player, a 10 out of 10.
And you never played the XCOM original or the TIE Fighter.
You still have it, even though you own it, right?
Well, I played it back in the day. I have it now, and I haven't.
David is winning. Really liked that game that you had a really hard time
Elite
with.
Dangerous?
Elite Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have a really good time, and I really want to get back into it, but it's there's so many games. It's so hard.
What'd you pay for it?
$50.
And would you pay for the controller? Your flight stick?
I paid, what? I forget. $60, I think.
Sure. And $110. You should sit down. And we all agree it's good.
It is. And yeah. I highly recommend Elite Dangerous, for sure.
Just not for tards.
I have so many. There's so many games I have to play. I played 3 games this week?
You did it exceptionally.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You did way better than me.
Way better than Bobby, too. Keeps playing Heroes of the Storm.
Bobby, did you play one game this week?
I played Rocket League, Killing Floor 2, and Heroes of the Storm. But you know what? I mean, last year I rushed through a lot of games. I played quite a bit of games, through them. And this year, I said this year's going to be a little different. I'm just going to play what I want when I want. And, you know, when it's all said and done at the end of this year, I'll give my perspective on both those, the advantages, pros, and cons of each.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, look at this.
Yeah. He had this rehearsed because he knew we were going to give him
Dr.
shit.
Dr. Wily, coming
in. Yeah.
But on that Star Wars game, I don't think any genre lends itself better to video games than Star Wars.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the Star Wars universe is just the perfect kind of video game. They need another solid first-person shooter.
But they've had so many shitty games, too, though. Yeah. Like, 75%.
Well, they whore out the franchise.
Yeah, that's true. I love the... Chad did the jack-off...
The motion.
It's like they whore themselves out to whoever top dollar.
Yeah.
You can get.
They
this
really
load.
Do. Do you remember LucasArts back in the day? They came out with hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
And legit. Then they fucking wasted. They ruined that fucking developer.
We can talk about that forever.
Whole episode.
Just to sign off here. Go to iTunes. Review. Put your Steam code. You're probably gonna get $20. Like, the odds are.
At some point.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
We're
going to be doing giveaways for the next 4 weeks, I think. So your odds are pretty good of winning one.
Yeah, for sure. 1 in 40 chance right now. So, write it in and we'll see. Speaking for anything else?
Are we talking about games next week?
Yeah, next week. What's that looking like?
I'm not sure what the hell I'm going to play.
I really want to play Lisa some more. I feel guilty that I haven't played that more. Oh, fuck. I want to bring this up. Witcher 3 has a game-breaking bug in it. And it's like a big thing. I went to multiple threads trying to fix this. You really... There's a kind of a workaround, but not really. Before you get... Fuck. All right, there's this quest where you need to go talk to... Roche. His name is Roche. Go look at these forms. Make sure you don't do it out of order. Because if you do your quests out of order, you're fucked. I can't progress in the game right now. So it.
I'm sure they got a fix coming at some point.
A whole patch came out since they knew about this patch, about this problem, and it wasn't fixed.
And it still wasn't fixed.
Yeah, they have addressed it. Patch came out. No fix. And that's where we're at now. Okay. They will. They're really good. You know, like, we've talked about their passion before, but this is,
if you can't hear Emilio, that's because our Blue Yeti's picking up a motorcycle that just went through.
Nebraska. Yeah. I think it was Nebraska.
I think it was.
So, anyway, it really disappointed me because I was like, okay, I'm going to finish the game this week. And now I can't progress, period.
That sucks.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll fix that. So maybe some Lisa, and besides that, I don't know. Bob?
I'm
going to guess there. Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be some of that.
Well, maybe talk about it a little bit, Bob. You're playing... David, who is winning, said that you guys were playing some pros, or at least one game.
Oh, yeah. I saved the replay on that because they worked us over real bad. It was tough. I wanted to see how that shit went down. But, yeah, they recently had a new character released, and I just like the fact that they...
What's the new character?
Leoric. And he, okay. Really interesting character.
They're coming up with new characters a lot.
Is that Diablo?
Leoric?
No, he's from World of Warcraft.
He is World of Warcraft, yeah.
He's He's from the Warcraft universe. But he does not, he dies, but when he dies, he stays on the battlefield and his ghost goes around and slows people and he can drain other people.
They do that
people.
A lot. That's like the third character that stays around after it dies. Right? Doesn't what's his name stay around?
There's one character, Tyrael, who stays around for 3 seconds and then blows up. So you can kind of get your last hit in that way. But he doesn't go off the map at
doesn't
all.
Doesn't Uther stick around?
Yeah, he sticks around and
see,
can heal people
third
for a
character.
Little while. Well, no, he stays alive for like 5 seconds and he can get a few heals off, but that's
what's
it.
What's the guy do then?
This guy, he does not leave the map at all. If you kill him, he stays there as a ghost and he can slow people and he can drain them to reduce the amount of time it takes for him to respawn. And whenever he comes back to life, it's wherever he is on the map.
Wow. OP.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's top tier, definitely. But I don't know. I just like the fact that they're not coming out with a lot of heroes. And I think, like in every other MOBA, there's just countless heroes. And I never liked that because you got to learn them. You got to learn how to counter them. It's just more shit to do. And you end up seeing a big repeat. Like if a new hero comes out in any of these other MOBAs, you can see like, okay, this ability is basically the one from this character and the two from that character. I mean, it's the same shit over and over again. But
you're saying
like,
originality is nice here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They have, I think a total, I don't know, it's probably around 40 or so.
By the
heroes.
Way, I was watching Dota 2. Dota 2 has 5 bans on each team. They have so many characters.
Jeez.
It's 2 bans each team. Then they pick 4.
Do you see the same bans over and over? Or
no.
You don't know? You haven't watched that many games.
But that tells you how many fucking characters they have when they get 10 bans total to try to get this. To try to get teams together.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at some point they got to start getting rid of characters because there's some that become low tier. They don't even change anything, but someone comes out and it's just a much better pick for that role, be it support or tank or whatever. And so they never get picked. Like, since I've gone back to Heroes, I played a lot of ETC, the Tauren, and you never see him anymore. Because much better options have come out. They changed his abilities a little bit.
But you're more comfortable with him?
But
I don't play him either.
The difference is in Heroes of the Storm, there's no way to really diversify the character. The changes to items and whatever won't... There's no items, so you can't affect characters like that versus Smite or versus Dota or versus...
Smite doesn't...
League of Legends.
You can't really change your character that much either in Smite.
No, you can.
You can't turn a hunter into a brawler or...
What I'm saying is, if they come out with a character with an item that has a bunch of haste and suddenly you can attack twice as fast, it changes how the tier list goes. Because now you've got these other items
AMC
that...
AMC might do well.
Exactly. So Heroes of the Storm doesn't have any of that. So they'll never get their tier list to adjust. Unless they specifically adjust that character itself.
Yeah, because in a game like MOBA or a game like Smite or Dota, you can change the items and that will affect the characters. You have more variables there.
Exactly.
In Heroes, you have to specifically adjust that character to make them better or worse, or come
MOBAs
out with a different
have
one.
Depth for days, man.
Yeah,
MOBAs
and that's the thing
so
about Heroes
deep.
Of the Storm; it just doesn't have the depth that other MOBAs do.
Yeah, see, I think it does. I think it's got a really good competitive scene, the skill level. You know, you
I'm
can,
not,
no,
we're not knocking
about depth. Though.
We're not knocking Heroes of the
That's
Storm.
Different. Depth is different.
The thing about Heroes of the Storm, which is very nice, is it's very pick up and play, and it's very new player friendly. Meaning, I can start playing, and I get one option. The option is which do I pick on this talent tree, which is nice.
One of two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or
as
one
opposed
of
to these other MOBAs, where
you
it's one of
you have to
five,
look
six, seven.
Yeah. And then you have to learn all the items before you can even fucking jump in there. It is a lot of work to jump into MOBAs.
But I don't think
Heroes
that's any better, though. I think, if anything... No,
we're not
saying better.
We're not knocking here.
We're just saying depth. There's more depth in other
Yeah, but
MOBAs.
When you say depth, see, this goes back to that Twitter post I was talking about. I think people mistake depth or complexity for depth. I mean, complexity doesn't mean that it's any deeper or that it... there's more to learn, but it doesn't mean... When you say depth, it... makes it seem like it's more meaningful or something.
Yeah.
What is depth then? No. Depth is options, right? Depths are strategic options. Okay, so this guy got
True.
this guy got the Heartseeker, which means, you know, let's just say, that's going to change the dynamic of the game.
Yeah.
One item by one character just changed the whole game board. We need to focus our damage on that guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he took a risk. That's not going to happen in Heroes.
No, you see, it does happen in Heroes. It just happens a simpler, easier way.
True.
See, all the same things.
How?
All the.
What? How would that ever happen?
I think
because you have one character doing a bunch of damage, and obviously he's the one that you're going to focus. See, the thing that they changed in, they haven't changed the MOBA thing in any which way. They've just simplified it. They did the same thing in World of Warcraft where they had three different talent trees.
It's not a bad thing. I actually commend them for this.
I agree. Stop defending it. I agree. I think you think that we think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I disagree. I think MOBAs are overly complex, and sometimes Heroes of the Storm is exactly what I want because there's, I don't need to fucking focus on that game every day, all day, to be able to play that game.
And Bob always, every time we say there's a new god or hero somewhere else, he always rolls his eyes.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not that I'm defending heroes specifically. I'm just defending the idea that we need to get away from everybody thinking that we need games to be complex and have a million different items and a million different purchasable guns. And this
totally
one has 0.2 more spread, but 0.5 less damage and like all this shit. I think we need to get away from that idea and get more towards Rocket League, where it's just like, this is simple and really fun good. At its core.
Yeah.
Well said.
It is, but at the same time, I was talking to a buddy who watches a lot of high-end Hearthstone.
Yeah.
And I was on Gosu Gaming looking at the top tier of Hearthstone players, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how does it make it a top tier Hearthstone player? Like, anybody could net deck a top deck. So you're really coming down to individual plays, and is there really that much difference?
Well,
like, seriously, yeah. I could sit there and play
this is what,
as I'm supposed to play, and does that make me a top tier?
There's
player?
A random factor in Hearthstone too, which is unusual to me. Like, how can you have, because you're right, you can look up decks and say, okay, the pro players play with this deck, I'll get that deck.
Guys, it's pretty simple. It's the same reason why the pro tour poker players, it's always the same 20 people at the top. They know what's in your hand.
These I know, guys, but you
as
can't,
soon as
you
they
can't.
Put down one, oh, this guy's playing this deck. Okay, his odds of this having this, and they're just running the numbers in their head. They can play something for their play style, and then they know what you're playing. So,
but you can't play the character in Hearthstone because you can't play the player in Hearthstone because you can't see them. You can't get tells from that
person.
No, but
you know their deck. There's okay. only like 8 decks ever at one point.
In meta right now in Hearthstone, there's maybe 4 decks. And, okay.
That's even easier.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'm playing 1 of 4 decks. My opponent's playing 1 of 4 decks. So be it. I play the deck as I'm supposed to play it.
Well, then it comes down to,
where's the skill? Like, at the top level
guessing,
of Hearthstone.
Guessing what your opponent's going to play based on the odds of his deck and what you've seen already. And keeping track of all that. That's what it comes down to.
That's the reason why depth is a good thing. Because the more depth there is, the more that you can show your skill. Very shallow games.
I don't think
it... I'm saying,
I think what you're calling depth doesn't necessarily increase the skill ceiling.
What do you mean?
I don't... That know kick. Exactly what I said. I don't think that what you're calling depth necessarily increases the skill ceiling.
That's the whole point of depth. Like, the point of depth is do I know the items inside and out? Can I deal with what the opponent is dealing with items? Can I deal with the talents that this person's doing? Do I know it? Like, the more depth there is, the more I can influence the game positively or negatively.
More wiggle room.
There's more wiggle room. Exactly.
So we just said a bunch of words. speaking for Bobby and for Chad.
I guess we're leaving.
Titties.